Hey, Fuddy, you sound awesome.
Okay.
How
Sweet.
are you?
I just want to make sure.
Nah,
Good.
we're going already. Let's do this thing.
Oh, sweet. Hey, how are you? I'm good.
I am super duper. There's nothing like a retake,
thanks
right?
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I know. Good old technology, huh?
Well, I like the fact that the whole conversation is about technology, how it changes things, and then we have to do it over again. It's all good.
Too much. Sometimes well, sometimes not so much.
Yeah, exactly. So give me a little bit of background.
Well, I am a current Bachelor of Laws and Bachelor of Business student. I'm in my fifth year. And I just turned 22.
And
just
where,
two
where
days
are you?
Ago.
Wow, congratulations. Happy birthday. And you're at what? You're at Western Sydney University, yeah?
Yep. So I'm at Western Sydney University. It's pretty obvious I'm in Sydney. It's in the name.
Yeah, I was going to say it's in the name. You've now just stolen one of my favorite phrases.
There you go.
I'm not kidding. It's in the name.
Sorry.
No, I love it. I love it.
Well, there you go.
So
yeah,
tell me,
so,
but
yeah.
you're more than just a student there, right? I mean, you also you're also involved heavily in the entrepreneurship program and promoting kind of all things tech and startup, no?
Yeah. So at the moment, I'm interning with my business school, and I do a couple of things. So one of the things I do there is I'm supporting the entrepreneurial environment. We're looking to, I guess, tap into students and their interest in this area. So that's one of the things I do. I also work with students to take on programs like the one I did, which we'll probably, I guess we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, we'll get there in a sec.
Yeah. And how they're important, and I guess, yeah.
And did you create this, so this internship that you're doing actually at school or interning at school, is this a position you created? Did you go to the school and say, you know what, we need to focus on this, or was it already there and you just said, I got to do this thing?
Not so much me creating it. It's been a thing that rolls over every once in a while.
That's
but,
awesome.
Yeah. So the area or topics of discussion have been things that I've found interested in, and I think other students have also found interest in, and it's been something that I guess I've championed. So, yeah.
And that's good. So tell me, what is your interest in doing this? In other words, why you? You're studying business, you're studying law. You know, does your family have a background in technology and commerce, or is it just something that you've just been interested in since you were little?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. So I personally, myself, it's my family. My mother was a doctor, my father was an engineer. Not so much to do with tech. It was just something that I guess I've grown up to like. It's been a part of my life from using a computer up until the apps you can see today and technology that's improving our day-to-day activity. So yeah, it's just something that I've learned to love.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of becomes this overriding thing in your life, right? I mean, I remember when I was in university, they literally just opened up a computer room when I was there and, you know, put up some printers in there, and it must have been like 15 or 20 connected, I don't even know what you'd call them anymore, terminals, right? You could do word processing and stuff like that. And it just hit me then and there, like, this was going to be the future. And that's kind of how I got involved and why I'm doing what I'm doing today. And to be fair, I feel like you have an advantage in a way, right? You get to not just, no, but you do, right? Because you now you're able to carry way more power, like in 1/10 or less of the phone you carry in your pocket every day than I had in that whole room, right? It just grabs you, no?
Yeah, you get to do so much. Honestly, technologies, it plays such an important role. Like just from when I'd met, like sat down with people today, I managed to put something into my calendar to meet up with them again, got some notes down, got their details. It's just, it plays a big part of our life, and it's something that people should be interested in my view. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So tell me now, let's talk a little bit about this tech discovery program that you went on. You know, why did you do it? How did you find out about it? Some of maybe the key experiences you had when you were there, and I'll ask you more as we go along, right?
Sure. It first came along through discovering it through my university. It wasn't actually something that I reached out to find, but it was more so something that came to me, which was awesome. It was to cover the point of, I guess, your innovation and also your incubation systems in Singapore and how we were going to relate it to Western Sydney.
Right.
So that's how that's what the opportunity was. I was really interested in it, and due to my interest in technology and just wanting to, I guess, approach it with a global mindset, I decided to apply for it. The program was held in Singapore, so it was something that we did. We met up with local startups, small ones and also large. We got to visit the National University of Singapore, which was an awesome experience, especially there. They had a place called The Hangar, which is like an incubation area for student entrepreneurs. And while we were there, they had an event which had some pretty high figures from Uber and numerous other startups that people might not know of. But it was really insightful and great experience.
So what was the purpose of The Hangar? You know, NUS actually does some very, not innovative things, but very targeted programs for startups and innovation. What was it? What was The Hangar's purpose? And do you see a way that maybe you can take some stuff that you learned from The Hangar and bring it back to Western Sydney?
Yeah, well, from when we gathered at The Hangar, we got to visit and meet, I guess, a lot of students and their ideas on how to, one was improving water flow systems in countries in Africa and how to, I guess, clean the water, and some range to payment systems online. I think a lot of people would hear about blockchain and what it's doing. So, yeah, it was a range of things. It didn't have a I think it just related more so to technology improvement rather than working on online payment systems or technology in certain areas. So, but I definitely did take on some insight and also some things that came back with me. I saw two things that I wanted to try and, I guess, bring back with me from my opportunity to head into Singapore. It allowed me to, one, understand that incubators for university students is a really important thing, and it was something that I really saw would be valuable for students here at my university, and it was something that I've been pushing.
Go ahead. Something you've been pushing. I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
That was one of them. And a second, while at the National University of Singapore, they had an innovation entrepreneurship society. And on top of that, I got to meet some guys from a university here in Australia, from Queensland, the University of Queensland, that were there on a trip as well to pitch. And it was great to just see the opportunities people had, and also got to know a bit about what they do. And those were like just things that came to my mind that I decided to work on when I got back here in Sydney. So I decided to also establish my university's Innovation Entrepreneurship Society, which has been greatly appreciated by students and has had awesome support as well. So,
How does that work? So let's say, and I want to talk a little bit more about the experience when you went to the startups as well, but this is really interesting, right? So you now decided you want to start an entrepreneurship society at Western Sydney University, right? And when do you have to do that? Do you have to do it in conjunction with the university? Do you have to talk to the administration there? And I'm sure they do support it, but what kind of support can they give you? What do you expect, and kind of what do you expect for this society going forward?
Yeah.
I think it's an awesome thing to do. Sorry.
Yeah, go for it.
No, go ahead. I interrupted.
Sweet. It is. It's a great thing to do. There obviously are roadblocks here and there with large organisations, but the School of Business has been quite supportive in understanding what students are looking for. I know at one of our universities here in New South Wales, they did a survey of their students, and I think 40% of them were interested in taking on entrepreneurial studies or work, I guess you could say. It's just something that I guess people are interested in at the time, and they've understood that, and they've wanted to support me personally. It's had to be something that I've done out of my own extra time, where I've had to establish it, create a constitution, market it, and also bring other students the information to understand what we have on offer. So it's a work in progress, but it's something that I think that it's something that I'm passionate about, and I think would benefit numerous students. It doesn't really work. I just want to make it clear. It's not, I guess, like a group that people see at universities in other countries, such as the US, where we're a little bit more more structured with the university support. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. And I think taking the initiative, look, I think seeing something out in the world that's different from what you're seeing at home, right? That's part of the reason why you go on these trips, right? And then taking it in, you know, interpreting it and then, you know, repurposing it back for your university and whatever structure makes the most sense, right? Adapting it is just a great thing to do. And I think it's a good experience today because you'll see that in your business life as well, whether you're doing your own startup, whether you work at a medium-sized or a big company, that type of experience, I think, is really powerful because it teaches you so much about how to take an idea and synthesize it in a way that then can get used in a separate situation, right?
Yeah, I agree. And the key word, something that we also discussed, was the word adaptability and being able to adapt to situations. And that's key to creating strategies that I got out of taking this study tour overseas. Sure, there's strategies that you plan for, but you have to be able to adapt to it, and that's something that's been really important in the success of the society and success just in general, whether it's with my studies or with the projects that I'm working on. So yeah.
So can we back up a little bit again and just go onto this experience, right? You'd never been to Singapore before you went on this trip, yeah?
No.
So what was that like?
I have been. It was cool. I've been to myself. I'm Jordanian in heritage, so I've been to the Middle East before. I've gone across a couple of countries in Europe, but now we're really in Southeast Asia. So to me, it was something new. I wasn't too worried about being put into a completely different culture, but it was quite eye-opening to see just the differences in the way people, carried themselves upon. For one thing that really stood out to me in Singapore was how clean it was. We got to really see what society that upheld that sort of, those sorts of morals got to do. Yeah, it was cool. But Singapore, it's such a lovely country. Small, you got to travel quite easily through their transport systems, but yeah, very beautiful.
So tell me about some of the startups as well. How many companies did you get? You were there for what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? I can't remember.
I think it was, I can't remember, I think we spoke about this. I think it was between two to 3 weeks.
Okay.
Just shy of three, maybe. But we got to visit, I think, around two or three startups a day. And I don't want to use the word startups. Some companies start off as startups and they've grown into large organizations.
Yep.
I.e. Google, we got to visit them, and we also got to visit some smaller companies that were bootstrapping. Yeah, but it was an awesome experience. You got to see different thoughts, different insights, and you gained some very valuable experience.
So, and were you able to talk to some of the executives, or at least some of the employees at these companies?
Yeah. So we got to, talk to a lot of these people. We talked to founders, we talked to partnership managers, we talked to business development managers. We actually even spoke to venture capitalists and a whole heap of people. And they brought in different insights and different ideas that helped, build my understanding a little bit better.
What was the view of the venture capital conversations that you had? Like, was that your first exposure to that as well?
Personal exposure. They just sort of, discussed what they like to see in companies, and it wasn't even just companies, more so in the people that run them. Because early on, obviously, you're not usually making that much of a profit, or you're going through some sort of development that you're trying to access this funding.
So right.
They spoke to us about what they see with successful companies and more so what they see in the people that run them. Yeah.
Yeah, so what was their view on what makes a successful person, if you remember any of the details of the conversation? I agree with them, right? In other words, ideas are a dime a dozen. You and I will talk about this towards the end of this conversation as well. But actually executing those ideas well is the hard part, and getting the right people in the right place is even harder.
Honestly, there's a lot of discussion. Two things came to my mind. One that I sort of understood, but they got to explain it a little bit better. The actual explanation for, behind it, I can't remember at the moment, but it was be okay with failing early. And also, failing doesn't essentially mean the idea isn't working. You might just have to try something else. So that was something that they brought to mind, because a lot of people worry about failing, and obviously it's not the end all be all. And another thing that was just more so that came to mind when I sat with one of them for, I guess you could say, lunch with one of the guys that I went on the tour with, is always look to pay it forward. So when we sat with him, he was happy to share insight, to connect with us, to keep in touch with us. But one of the things that he gave us, I guess, a clear understanding on, is always look to give back to society and pay it forward, because it will always come back around. So yeah, those are the two things that sort of came to mind when talking with these people.
I like that, actually. Like, there's a secular change, I think, taking place in the world, and I like to use that terminology a lot, but I do believe that there's a big change taking place, and that is, you know, there are finite resources, and there's not a finite number of people. And what that means is that if you accomplish something, however you define accomplish or succeed, right, you have to give something back.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And to be honest, I think it's a good change. I personally do. And that's something that I always like keeping in the back of my mind when I try to accomplish things. Whether it's small tasks, or I personally volunteered my time at a community legal center. I've also, the work that I do with my society, it's time that I spend out of my own just to make sure I can sort of build a foundation for the other students from what I've seen and taken on from the tour I've taken in Singapore. So yeah, definitely.
Agreed. And let's talk about that a little bit, right? So now that you've been through the program with Next Step and it's been beneficial to you, it feels like you're carrying this with you in a way that maybe you hadn't expected before. You start the the entrepreneurship thing at school, you do it on your own time, you learn about startups, you talk to the venture capitalists. Now it's kind of up to you to talk to other students about going on this program, potentially. What would you tell them if they came and asked you, like, is this something that I should do? Was it worthwhile? How do you handle that?
Yeah, for sure. Funnily enough, we're having an event on tomorrow, actually, that will cover this. Probably not in a long discussion, but just a quick 3-minute pitch. I've also had students that have just gone on similar programs to myself through Next Step Connections that have come back in the past month or two. And awesome. I've had some of them reach out to me and want to help build the society, and also help with the administrative and getting things sort of done with it, which is awesome. But yeah, it's something I thought would just open my mind and help me understand a little bit more. Well, what comes out of it is, I don't like to use the word motivation, because motivation is something that's sort of temporary, but it helps build your aspirations, and it gives you insight, not just from where you live. You get to look at the world in a broader picture. So it definitely gives you a global mindset, whether it's something that you want to do, similar to me in your entrepreneurial scene, or if it's something that you want to do with your engineering job or your law job or whatever job it is. But it's definitely eye-opening, and it gives you aspirations, and it helps you build onto it.
Yeah, I like to think I learn something every day, and you've actually given me really good terminology. I like this concept you have of the difference between motivation and aspiration. I really like that a lot, actually. I wrote it down in my notes, because I think you're right. Like, you can get motivated to do something, and that maybe take a short period of time. But if you aspire to something, it's just a much longer goal.
exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, that's something. Motivation, whether it's at the gym, for example, or
correct,
with your university studies or where you work or whatever it is, it will always come and go. Some days you might feel like it might not be worth it or you're struggling a little bit, but if you aspire to be something, you'll always work on it no matter what. And that's something that I always look to improve on. I'm no expert, but it's something that I always keep in the back of my mind and I'm always mindful of it.
Yeah, I mean, look, it sounds like you're setting an amazing example for the students that are coming after you. And I love the mindset you have, actually. It's really, really great. Particularly, it just means that the experiences that you have going forward are just going to be continually additive to what you're doing, and that's really awesome.
Thanks. I truly hope so. Especially with a couple of things I'm doing. I don't expect it to come to fruition during my time, but I do hope to build the foundation for it and hopefully come back and see it working all out. So, yeah.
Well, look, that's the paying forward, right? I mean, you just do it as a part of your everyday life, right? And that's an awesome thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about what you're working on outside of school, if you can. So now that you've talked about all this stuff, like, do you do your own startup without going into details about it? I'm going to push on this a little bit. But the conversation we had last time was great.
I keep the same stance. I actually, I spoke to a lawyer as well today. We were talking a bit about it.
And, tell me.
I am. I'm currently working on something in regards to the sporting technology area.
Awesome.
You can take your guesses. It's something I'm working with two other fellows. It's been really fun. Fun work, hard work, and it's something that will be there, hopefully, to help improve and be beneficial to other people. And that's the point of creating these sorts of companies, is to add value to other people's experiences, day-to-day experiences. So I've agreed to not say much about it, but I hope maybe in a couple months' time we can sit and discuss this.
I love the conversation we had. And I'm going to say this, like, you and I are going to agree to a disagree over time about, like, you know, stealth and not stealth, but that's okay. I respect other people's, you know, opinions. Yeah. I'm not always right, right? And that's one of the things you learn over time is, you know, you can have an opinion, but you're not always right, and I'm definitely not. But I like the fact that you're taking all the stuff that you're learning, studying things that are relevant to you, going outside not just your city, but outside your country to experience things that you wouldn't be able to experience otherwise, and then taking all of that and building it back into your own startup. You know, you're doing what you say and you're saying what you're doing, and I think that that's actually really, again, another powerful example for, you know, not just people at school, but for the entrepreneurship society and for the entrepreneurship community as a whole. I think that's really fabulous.
I appreciate the words. And it's something I actually not too long ago spoke to a law student, one of my brother's friends. It's just putting yourself out there, always taking on different things, trying to help others, and it will always pay itself forward back to you. So that didn't make sense, forward back to you. It would always find its way back to you. So, it's just something that I've learned to love, and I guess I'll continue doing.
Look, this is really fabulous. If somebody wants to contact you, either about this society or just ask you about the trip that you went on, what's the best way to get in contact with you, if you don't mind?
Yeah, no, not a problem. Probably the best way would be finding me through LinkedIn. So if you just type in my name, which I'm sure we'll probably publish with the podcast.
We will.
So you'll find me there. I'm currently an intern at Western Sydney University. So if that makes it a bit easier, but there's not many of me. So I don't think it'll be too hard. Yeah.
Okay, Fadi. That was awesome. I really appreciate your time, man.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Mike.